James Woods blasts the Joe Biden border tsunami nightmare. By Warner Todd Houston on September 28, 2023. Hollywood star James Woods went for Joe Biden's throat in a Wednesday post blasting Joe Biden's dangerous crisis at the southern border. The famously conservative actor slammed the president with an ex post reading, "Biden's border tsunami is beyond a nightmare." Woods' comment came in reply to a press conference by Alabama's Republican U.S. Senator Katie Britt, who was seen excoriating Biden's immigration failures and blasting the media for refusing to report on it all. Britt spoke about her recent trip to the border, where she met and talked to illegal immigrants who face extreme peril and death in their attempt to walk through Joe Biden's wide-open border. "We walked through and we got to hear women tell us their stories," Sen. Britt said of her visit to the border, "and their stories are brutalizing." She then blasted the press to their faces for ignoring these horrendous stories of what these illegals go through. "That's on you," she said, pointing accusingly at the press in the room. "Because when a woman sits there and she tells you a story not about just being raped," Britt continued, directly addressing the media before her, "but how many times a day she's raped. When she tells you about having to lay that bed while they come in and out, and in and out, it's disgusting and it's despicable. Folks, you look at the number of people that have died at the border because Joe Biden has made it more and more enticing to come here," she said. "Make no mistake, this is a result of failed policy. We can fix this. We can't throw money at this and fix it. We have to actually change the policy." "I looked in the eyes of CBP agents who said we are exhausted. We're not only having to be paper pushers, we're also trying to do what we took an oath of office to do, and that is protect this border," she continued. "But when they tell you about finding small children who had drowned in that river, or pulling the lifeless body of a woman who was pregnant with twins, it changes the way you think about what's happening. Drug cartel, guys, they have the tentacles all over this country. We need you to start telling that story," Britt added in a plea to the news-avoiding media. "They will tell you exactly how much they paid to get here," Britt said of the migrants she met, "then they'll tell you where they're going, what their job's going to be, and how much more they owe. Got it? And guess what? Just the other day in Alabama, a gentleman told me, 'You will come back here with me in this neighborhood right behind you. You will see migrants who are here illegally, and they will tell you about the drug cartels coming around every other week to collect.' Guys, that's not the American dream," Britt concluded. "That's an American nightmare." Woods, who last year noted that if you scratch a liberal you will find a fascist every time, and Alabama's N. Britt are 100% correct. Joe Biden has created a nightmare for illegals who are beaten, raped, forced to carry illegal drugs, and then forced into a potential lifetime of servitude to the drug cartels just to get a chance to walk across our southern border in violation of our immigration laws. In March, for instance, the group Doctors Without Borders identified the sexual violence that illegals face on the way to our border as widespread and endemic. While solid numbers are very difficult to compute, in 2017, the group felt up to 32% of illegals' women are raped on their way to the USA. Today, with the ubiquity of the control the cartels have over the trek, it may be even worse. Woods is on point when he pins this wave of sexual abuse, rapes, torture, enslavement, and violence on Joe Biden. His open-door policies have created a hell on earth for millions of economic migrants desperately trying to come to the USA. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.